Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Bill, and that's Wendy. That's Hello. All you need to know. Hi, Wendy.
So, are we going to talk to Jesse Jackson, the Reverend?
I don't think we are. I think Steve, for those of you listening to Steve's show, he kept saying we're going to have Reverend Jesse Jackson on. He's in Memphis for the anniversary of Martin Luther King, and it just didn't come to be. There were things going on. But to Steve's credit, I mean, they finally got him on the line. Steve stayed after and talked to him in the producer's booth, not on air, but that was nice of him to do.
That was nice. Yeah. And I thought maybe he would be given to us.
No, it didn't work out that way.
I would have talked to him.
Next time. We'll get him next time. I have to say, I've only met him once. I was doing something at Channel 5. I was there for a little while. Channel 5 had a show at noon that was stuff that was going on around Chicago, and I
was
on
it. Is
that
what it was called?
It was called Stuff That's Going On Around Chicago with no, Channel 5.
No
people.
Wonder it didn't last.
They really should have thought of a better title because the show was great, but I think people were turned off by the title, you know?
Yeah.
So it was Allison Rosati, and it was Marion Brooks, and I was doing segments on the show for
I
a little bit.
I love them, and
yeah,
I love you,
oh,
so
well,
that would have been
fun.
A good show.
When was that, Bill?
Title. Oh,
for 1 week
about,
in the 80s? I'm kidding.
About 10 or 11 years ago.
I don't recall
fun.
That.
It was a lot of fun. Our boss here, Larry Wirt, got me the job there. So one of the days I went into work, Jerry Springer was taping in the same building. And I'm not making this up, but before Jerry Springer's audience was allowed into the studio, they would put them through a search. Like they had to go through machines to make sure they weren't carrying bazookas and stuff, you know?
The Springer crowd is a rough crowd.
So I had to wait. Like usually I got in before the Springer crowd, but that particular day, I don't know why, they were in early and I had to wait behind them.
Did Steve Wilkos goose you?
Not for air. So I was looking, I'm just waiting for these guys to go through, and then I look to the left, and there's Reverend Jesse Jackson. He had to also wait for the Springer crowd to go through, because he was doing something at Channel 5, and he said he looks at them, and he looks at me, and he goes, how about these guys? And I go, right? Like that, because I don't know what to say. I thought he was just, I guess he was taking a shot at them, I guess, you know? So we just talked. We waited about 10 minutes, and we talked about nothing in particular, just things, you know?
He's pretty charismatic, isn't he?
He was so cool. Yeah, he was really fun to talk to. Really. And I told him that. This is weird, but at the end, I said, Reverend Jackson, please accept this as a compliment. I didn't expect you to be as much fun to talk to. And he goes, why would you say that? I go, I don't know. I said, I was sure you'd be interesting, and he was. He was really interesting, but I said, this is fun. Let's do this every Tuesday. And he said he couldn't. He said, no, this is just a one-time thing.
He has a heart of gold.
I will say that. Yeah.
And he's charismatic. And I got to be honest with you, so is Jerry Springer. I know what Jerry does. Jerry's always been nice to me.
Yeah.
Steve Wilkos, not as much.
Did you ever run into him?
No, actually, I didn't.
When Jerry Springer was around these halls, he was very nice.
He's a sweet guy. He really is.
He was super
I know what
nice.
He does is crazy, but he does have that sign-off where he's like, you know, please take care of each other. He means it.
Does he, though?
More than Maury Povich does.
Well, all right. I put those guys, there's a bracket of people that I put in the bracket of, I know this will sound unkind, but sold their souls to the devil, you know, where it's just...
And not for good like Jimmy Page did. Like Jimmy Page did and just rocked it.
Right.
These guys, in my opinion, are not rocking it anymore.
Wasn't there a time where Maury Povich, I know I'm not imagining this.
Respected.
Wasn't he? He was, right?
I was going to say broadcaster, but he was, yes.
So
and
now,
Connie Chung, his wife, was an anchor. And I mean, they were just, I don't know how she sleeps with them.
Well, I always.
Separate beds, I think.
It's possible. I don't know. I don't want to think about that. But I wonder if, like, every day Maury Povich doesn't look in the mirror as he's shaving and going, boy, there was a time where I was like a really well-respected news journalist, and now I'm giving paternity tests to people who are punching each other every day. What went wrong? Although I know the checks are clearing. I know he's making a lot of money. But still, at some point, if you're Springer or if you're Maury Povich, or so, don't you just go, this is blood money.
Maury's worse. I'm sorry. He's worse. And, you know, forgive me for saying this, but I like to learn something new every day.
Right.
I couldn't do the same thing day in and day out. Who's your baby daddy?
Right.
I couldn't do
that. Every day. All right. I know this will sound grim, but hear me through. my wife and I were going through fertility. We were trying like crazy to have kids. And you know how if you're home during the day, you're flipping around and it's people just screaming at each other on television. No matter what show you turn on, it's Springer-like people. Just everyone's got an axe to grind. Everybody's mad at each other. So I don't know what came over me because I never sit through an episode of Jerry Springer. If I see it, I quickly flip to something else, right? But for some reason, this particular day, I'm watching the show and everybody's fighting and everybody's screaming at each other and punching each other and threatening each other. And I thought to myself, why are we going through fertility? Do I want to bring a child or children into this world? I was watching the TV screen going...
They wouldn't be on the Springer show, silly.
They wouldn't be on the Springer show.
Hopefully.
But it's a world that facilitates that. It's a world where it's okay. Where a guy could make a handsome living just having people scream at each other.
And quite honestly, it made me very uncomfortable. I don't like to be in a fight.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch people argue.
Yeah.
It makes me very uncomfortable, and it breaks my heart, quite honestly, that people can be so mean to one another.
Right.
I mean, that's where it began. You can blame Donald Trump all you want. I'm blaming these shows.
Well, yeah, there was a time where if you had a show like that, nobody would have watched a show like that. People go, wait, so every day people just argue with each other and they scream at each other? But I think like whenever the Real Housewives are on, I go, this whole show is just built on them hating each other. You know?
I never watched a minute of that.
It hurts. You know?
See, I don't like to see that, and I don't like to see somebody get hurt so much. And on these Maury shows, some of these women, I know they have tempers that are flared, and they're mean, but the bottom line is their heart was broken.
Right.
I don't like to see that. Who likes to look at that?
Right. Well, look at the numbers. Lot of people like to see that. In the early days of Maury Povich's show, you know what it was like? It was like Phil Donahue's show in front of a funhouse mirror, you know? They had different sorts of topics every day. A lot of times they were negative, but they were kind of all-encompassing. They were all across the board. And then at some point they said, well, how about if once a month we have on these paternity tests? That seems to go well.
That's how
and then
it started?
Became once a week. And then it was like now it's every day. It's the same exact thing every single day. It's insane, right?
But people are still watching.
Yeah, after all these years.
That is the worst part of not having a job.
Right.
Shouldn't there be shows to inspire you instead of like, this unemployment's pretty cool?
Well, look, if you look at it, that's why Oprah had such a great run, because she didn't have people on that were punching each other and yelling and biting each other. She was trying her best to make things better.
She was.
I think Ellen DeGeneres is the same way. Whenever I see that, I always say, wow, there's a lot of positivity coming out of this. That's good. I'm glad
using her money for good, not evil.
Right, right.
And yet making
right.
money.
Right. And at the end of every episode, she goes, be kind to each other. And I don't think those are just empty words. I think she means it.
I think Jerry Springer meant it.
Because for 59 minutes, he had people biting each other and scratching at each other. And then at the end, he would say something nice.
He would
Let's all be nice to each other. Oh,
he would try to break them up?
No.
His money depends on them fighting.
He needs them to fight. If they don't fight, he's out of a job.
I don't watch the show. I don't agree with the show, but I like him as a person.
Well, he's very nice when he was around here. I spent time with him, too, but he's making it's not like he's trying to break them up.
Right.
I was kidding.
He needs them to be at odds, right? Doesn't
but
he?
But he does say, come on, you guys.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Right. He tries.
Come on, you guys. I'm going to the bank. Come with me.
He doesn't say that.
Right. And he usually pays by check, doesn't he, Steve?
From what usually, I think so.
Normally pays by check.
Dummy. Right, what a dummy.
I know.
Cash, baby.
Google that. If you don't know what I'm referring to, Google that. Jerry Springer and paying by check.
Paying for services.
Have some fun. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Now you're just like him. Have some fun, people.
Right.
See what you're doing?
Hi, guys. All right, a quick break and then more show. You want to be part of it? You can. 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We have a phone call. Hello?
Hi, I spotted the Beatles reference during your David Hochberg read.
Okay, we were having a mini contest. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, where are you calling from?
Chicago, Tribune Tower.
What do you want?
I heard you say Martha, my dear, during the Hochberg read, and I was the first caller.
Okay, what do you want?
Prize, something from the prize closet.
Hang on, let me look.
All right. Do you have White Sox tickets for Thursday?
Oh, we might.
I'd love to see the White Sox play Thursday, home opener.
Yeah, those are gone now.
All right.
We have tickets to the Chocolate Wine and Spirits Expo.
Oh, I'd love that.
You like chocolate?
Love chocolate.
You like wine?
Very much.
Spirits?
Yeah, spirits are good.
All right, I can give you that. Or a Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Yeah, I'll take that too.
Desktop indoor weather station by brought to you by American Weather Makers. Heating.
You're very generous. Yeah. Pile it on. I'll take it.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Love the show.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. I always wanted to call in, but I'm usually working during these hours. All right. So we're at 312-981-7200. Boy, the girl who answers your phones is very friendly, by the way.
That's Jasmine.
She almost put me right through.
I heard somebody coughing, so I was like, how did this happen?
Yeah, that's me.
Good work, Bill.
Thank you.
You get overtime today.
Yeah, I get paid twice today.
Two rolls.
All right, so that's all right. All right, so we're trying to figure out what exactly is going on with shows like Jerry Springer and Maury Povich. Why in the world would anybody listen to that, watch that on a daily basis? I don't get it.
Danny has an idea. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
All right, how are you?
Good. What are your thoughts?
You know, 10 years ago when I retired, me and my partner went down there to the show. That's all phony. The minute the cameras stop, they don't fight no more. They go out together.
So the fighting, now guests have said that they're prompted to fight. Guests on the show have said that the producers of Springer say, we would really enjoy it. If, you know, the more physical you are, the better it is for all of us.
So they try and amp them up?
Yeah, they want to get them all upset.
And they want the audience. It's all phony because the minute the cameras stop, they go to break. They all walk off hand in hand that talk. If you're fighting with somebody that bad, you're not going to walk off hand in hand when the camera stopped.
Were you disappointed a little bit?
It was interesting.
Just interesting. All right, that's fair.
I just went there for the fun of it because I was bored.
Yeah.
And, you know, come on. I have not been to a taping of any local Chicago show. Never went to Oprah.
No.
Didn't go to Bozo. Rub it in. You went twice. I know.
A couple
times. You had a fever and you still went.
Yeah. How about that? Were you found to be the father of any of the other guests that day?
Oh, yeah.
You were?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
How about that?
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something fun. Like, I would have gone.
Yeah.
Just because it's filmed here in Chicago. And it wasn't as bad when Jerry Springer first started doing it. Just like Maury Povich show. It wasn't as bad.
It got more intense as time went on.
Totally.
They had to top themselves.
Hi, Esther.
How you doing?
We're good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. That's because I don't watch that stuff.
Good for you.
Why do you think people watch, Esther? What's the attraction there?
I think the attraction is they feel the same kind of pain these people may feel, so they have empathy for them, so they watch them. And I just think it's a waste of time, and you know, I wouldn't let anybody pay me to have a show like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and anyway, Wendy,
yes.
About the age of my children, so happy birthday. Glad your knee's okay and glad you got another dog.
Oh, thank you so much, Esther. Appreciate it.
That's very nice, Esther.
You want to come over and help me train it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not doing very well at that. But I'm working.
Never was. We had dogs. If they weren't trained well, they just had to do what they had to do, but not in the house.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I can't live like
that. Have a good day, and, you know, folks, I find other entertainment, and that just doesn't get it.
Too hard.
I agree.
Thanks, Esther.
You're welcome.
Here's a show I'm pitching Animal Planet. It's doggy fertility tests. What do you think? People would watch that, right?
Honestly,
probably
yes.
They probably would. They probably would.
I got to tell you, they would. People
right.
are crazy.
I'll sell that one.
Real quickly here, Jim went to the Springer show. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I didn't see a fight. I would have liked to see the dad beat up the brothers that were dating his daughters. They were both unemployed. They're nothing. And we didn't see a fight. And we were, you know, we left a little bit.
Did you ask for your money back or your, you know, to go to another show?
No, but it was really staged. You know, when the guy put up his hand, you were supposed to cheer. When he waved his hand around, you were supposed to go a little crazier. You know, it was pretty choreographed, but They'll fight that time.
It's our, like, it's like our remotes, Wendy.
Similar yeah, just to our like it.
So no fight. You saw a whole episode and no fights. That's like going to see the Harlem Globetrotters and they lose.
I suppose
it's terrible.
It was, you know, but I at least I could say I went to one.
Yeah, that's true.
More than Wendell can say.
Yeah.
That's right, Jimmy boy. Have
Thanks,
a good
Jim.
One. Somebody has texted, people watch those shows because they want to watch people whose lives are more messed up than their own because it makes them feel better about themselves.
All right, so that was the theory about soap operas. When soap operas first came on, people went, well, this everybody's miserable on a soap opera.
They had
Why
great
would
lives.
Watch
they
it?
Had nice clothes. They were rich. They had affairs. They were always sexy.
But they would die all the time, and then they'd come back. You know,
yeah, who well, wouldn't want to do
yeah,
that?
I'd yeah, I'd want to come back just to haunt you.
Yikes. Yikes.
But soap operas, that was fantasy world. This is not fantasy. This is like, oh my God, I thought my life was bad because my washing machine broke. Look at this family.
But you know, like the soap opera is built on a series of problems. If there's no problems on a soap opera, you don't have a story. It's all conflict. So this is like a real-life soap opera right before your eyes.
Are there any soap operas on anymore?
There's only a couple now. I think
there are a couple?
Three or four left. Trumpets of Doom, Steve.
Right, I was watching one the other day. I think it was Young and the Restless or something. I didn't realize it was still on.
Now they're not even
they're
young anymore.
Young.
The and old and restless.
Still restless.
You picked up the storyline right away, right?
Right.
Yeah, the same people.
On all my children, I'm serious. You could miss a year. You could miss a year and a half. And you, oh, Tad's still going after Hillary. How about that? Still going after.
Hillary?
Never gave up. Yeah.
Hillary?
I don't remember her.
She die?
Yeah. They all died.
Well,
Tad
true.
Died.
Thaddeus?
Didn't the... And the women of General Hospital were in Playboy 1 month?
Yeah. I think it was women of soap operas, not just General Hospital.
Nice stethoscope.
Wow. All right. We'll take a quick break. Where'd that come from? We'll take a quick break and then
know.
More show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Thank you, Steve. It's a Tech Tuesday, and we will talk to CNET's Bridget Carey in just a few. Steve, I have a question for you. There have been several cases of this fake weed that's going around. One in Springfield or in Peoria, and I can't remember where the other case
is. It's synthetic.
Well, there
right?
are a couple people in Chicago who were arrested over the weekend in court today for it, too.
How did they find the people? That's a great detective work, yeah. Or somebody ratted them out. And
these
said,
guys were selling outside a convenience store.
Oh.
And stupidly went back to sell out of that same convenience store.
Yeah.
I never understood mixing things in with weed. That's kind of why I would think it should be legal.
You like
you
it
don't
pure.
Have,
is that right, Wendy?
Well,
is that what
I
you're
just,
saying?
You know, you open a can of beer, you know what's in it.
Yep. You, delicious you get, Schlitz.
Do they still make Schlitz?
They do. Yeah. I was in a store last weekend and saw it. I'm like, wow, there's Schlitz.
Yeah.
I saw Hams a couple weekends ago. That's still
I
out there?
I think because Pabst Blue Ribbon is so popular,
yeah.
All those other kind of retro-y beers from the 60s
the grandpa
and 70s.
Beers.
The grandpa beers, I think they're coming back. But more importantly, the synthetic marijuana, which could be deadly.
Absolutely. And I just am wondering why it causes you to bleed from your ears and your eyes.
What's in it that's causing this?
I don't know. I mean, this is like, do they put Ebola in it?
No, I know for a fact they wouldn't put Ebola in it. It's bad for business to put Ebola in your product.
Although, bad for business isn't putting synthetic stuff
yeah.
in there, too?
Yeah.
I mean, people, A, can die. Two, if you're bleeding from your ears and eyes, you're not going to go back to that same dealer.
Right.
don't understand the mixing things in it.
John Williams the other day was talking about the legalization of marijuana. Did you hear any of this?
No.
This is really good. This was a few days ago. And there was a doctor on who was talking about, and I've heard this before, I'm not a marijuana user, so I can't speak from experience, but he was talking about how the strains of it now are so much more intricate. And,
oh, yeah, you can have like some to calm you down, some to, you know, if you need more energy.
Yeah.
There are so many different types of weed.
But it's a much more intense experience. He was saying that in the earlier days, you know, I don't know when he was going back to, but...
The 60s and 70s.
I guess the 60s and 70s.
Wasn't as strong.
There was a plateau on exactly how high you could get on your average marijuana, but now that's no longer the case.
And would this be the case if it was manufactured and sold legally? Because I wonder.
I don't know the answer to that.
That's what I like about being able to regulate it, because this stuff scares me. You know, kids and adults, a lot of people use marijuana.
But even, all right, so let's say it was 100% regulated, that the government stepped in, made it legal, regulated it. Wouldn't there still be other sources producing it and selling it, because it would either be, they would either be selling you cheaper versions of it or possibly more potentially not lethal but stronger
versions?
Do you
buy your liquor from some guy in a white van who makes moonshine?
No, but liquor is liquor's different though.
How?
I'm trying to think of how best to express this.
Weed just has a bad taste and leaves a bad taste in people's mouth. It's just the you know, oh God, because we've talked about this before. Both of our moms had cancer, and if my mom was given the opportunity to have edibles or to use marijuana,
she would opt out.
She would have said no. That, you know, I don't want to be known as a marijuana user.
Yeah,
but it's just got a bad rap.
Yeah,
how, I mean, it really isn't different from alcohol.
I'm not 100% sure that if it was legalized, that it would 100% obliterate dealers that are still working on the side, either
to get it
to you.
There?
Let's say you used a lot of marijuana, and there was some dealer who said, I can get you stronger marijuana and cheaper. You've been a good customer of mine for years and years and years. Even though it's legal, I can get you stronger marijuana and cheaper marijuana. There'd still be a percentage of people who'd go, oh, that sounds good.
I don't know, because they'd go, I could die from it.
Yeah.
It's not like a hard drug. It's like, you know, right. Some people come home and take anti-anxiety meds, and some people smoke a joint. Yeah. I don't smoke weed, but I know a lot of people that do, like, that you would be surprised about.
Name names.
That I'm not going to do.
All right.
But it scares me, because you don't know what's in it. And, you know, there are ways to find it. If you use marijuana, you're going to find it. I just think if it's legal, you could be safe and know what's in it. Like when you open a can of beer, really, when beer and spirits, beer and wine and spirits became legal, would you get it from a black market? No, you'd go to the liquor store. There will be weed stores and dispensaries. Mm-hmm. You know, you still can't get it when you're under 21, just like you can't get beer.
All right, that almost solved the equation, is that if you're under 21, once it becomes legal and they go, but you have to be 21 and over, there's still going to be plenty of people who are under 21 saying, oh, I want it, I'm not 21. That keeps in business the dealers.
No.
You don't think so?
What, do under 21-year-olds go get moonshine somewhere? They find someone to buy them liquor, or they steal it from their parents.
So they would still be getting it. But they'd be getting it. It's like the equivalent of when kids would approach you outside of a liquor store, right? We want liquor, but we're not old enough to get it. Can you help us out? Can you get us some liquor?
I say to those kids, which I've never been asked, which I'm glad, because I'm not going to do it, but I don't really want to say no. I want to say, get a stupid fake ID like I did that didn't even look real, yet it worked. It's Sam's Liquors, and I shouldn't even say where it is, because I don't want those people to get in trouble.
And then do you make them fake IDs for,
no,
for a nominal fee?
I got mine in the back of Rolling Stone magazine. I sent away for it. It was terrible. Yeah. It was like, what state is this from?
State of confusion.
Yeah, it was. Quick talk here from Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Winnie. Good. How are you?
Good.
Listen, folks, I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, my bona fides, for example, I smoked my first marijuana in 1961, as a young Marine in the Far East, okay?
Yeah.
And I've been using it off and on ever since. In fact, I've since retired from work. You know, I use marijuana daily, and I've used it medicinally in the past 6 years to as part of a regimen to defeat serious cancer. Okay, so I've got some experience in all this. First of all, Wendy, you made a comment about death and marijuana in the same sentence. Marijuana's never killed anybody. And
I never said it did.
But the synthetic has.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. When you get a joint from someone, you don't know what's in it, you can die from it.
No. Wait, see, here's my point. This synthetic drug that's causing the problem here, and it's a very limited amount of people, and they're obviously completely ignorant about what they're up to. But the fact is, this is not marijuana. Has nothing to do with marijuana. And we need to quit labeling it as marijuana or cannabis. because it's creating a completely erroneous thought process about what's going on. This stuff is some kind of plant material. It probably doesn't matter what it is. You just go out in the yard and chop up a bunch of grass, and then they're spraying it with serious chemicals.
The reason people
are bleeding is because one of the things they use, one of the chemicals they use, is the same chemical that they, it's rat poison. It causes bleeding.
Yeah, that's how rat poison works. The animal bleeds out. But Bill's point, and I agree with it 100%, is why would you do that? Because you're not going to get repeat business.
Well, because it probably doesn't happen to everybody. But the thing is, folks, I don't know why, but the point is nobody with any brain at all would use that stuff. I mean, pot is so easy to get, good marijuana. And, you know, this whole idea about marijuana getting more and more intense and stronger, this and that, and more dangerous. It's not dangerous at all, number one. And number two, the levels of, effects from the marijuana is pretty stable these days. They've done a lot of good hybridizing and so on over the last 30, 40 years. And the stuff that's out there, and it's going to be out there, well, it's out there in legalization states, but it's going to be good. Nobody's going to have a problem with this. Even private growers in the world of marijuana today.
Mike, but you can't say that about all the weed that's out there. You just can't, because you don't know. You don't know what somebody else has. And this synthetic stuff is killing people.
Marijuana, Wendy. That's not marijuana. It's got nothing to do with marijuana.
But it's being sold as marijuana. There are people, that can put some oregano in some rolling papers and spray it with something and say, hey, you want to buy a joint? So, and there are
packages? Have you looked at the packages of this K2 and the stuff they call Spice K2? The media labeled this as synthetic marijuana. That's the media's term.
We're fake news, right, Mike?
Mike, when you see it, and I don't know how you get yours. Do you get when you get your marijuana? Are you getting it medicinally? Are you getting it recreationally? How are you purchasing it?
I use it in both senses.
Yeah. All right. So whoever you're buying it from, not the medical side, but the more recreational side, are they saying to you, "Look, we have a couple of options. Some of them are a little less, than you're used to." How do they present it, if at all?
No.
But you know who you're getting it from, Mike, so you trust that person, obviously, and I get that. But kids
So do serious cannabis users.
Okay, but some of these people aren't. They're just wanting to try it.
Let me just say one thing, and I'll let you guys go. But the point is, the stuff that's being sold and damaging people is poisonous chemical. It's not marijuana. It's not cannabis. It's not labeled like that.
Right.
And what people are being told, and these are people who really don't have any knowledge of what they're getting into, basically, but they're being told, see this? This is Spice. This is K2. This is stuff you can buy legally, and it'll get you high. So it's not marijuana, but it's this other thing that will get you buzzed like marijuana does, and it's legal. So I wish we'd get away from labeling this. The media's done.
But Mike, also, you think of heroin with fentanyl in it. That is heroin, and other things have been added to it, and it's killing people.
Bananas and oranges. What's that got to do with marijuana?
Mike, smoke a big one. Smoke a fatty right now and calm down, all right?
All right.
Thank you for calling. But it's being mixed with...
To his point, though, and I'm not 100% blaming the media, but whenever you hear these stories, they are throwing it into the classification of marijuana. But he's right. It technically isn't. It's a synthetic drug that's being sold like marijuana, but they're not stressing that part of it.
I don't know. Do you believe Mike? Because I'm looking at a story right now. Synthetic cannabinoids.
All right. So that is...
Cannabis.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's synthetic.
So there's your comparison.
It's a synthetic drug not derived from actual cannabis or marijuana, and it interferes with the blood's ability to coagulate, and that's why synthetic cannabinoids, I'm high, are unsafe and should be avoided. I mean, yes, pure marijuana is not going to make you bleed from your orifices,
right,
or orify,
right,
as it were.
But he's saying it's unfair that, the comparison's being made when it really shouldn't be. So I don't know if that falls on the media. I don't know who that falls on.
The point is, if it's not regulated and you get something that you think is weed,
yeah,
isn't.
Yeah.
And you're bleeding.
Yeah. And possibly dead. And that's bad. That's a bad ending. That's the saddest ending.
You know what? I don't even like getting a bloody nose. I don't want to bleed from my eyes and my ears.
Right.
If I do, I'll get Ebola.
Right.
Oh, that music means it's a Tech Tuesday, and on the line with us from CNET.com is a CNET senior editor, Bridget Carey. Welcome back. How are you, Bridget?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm worried about my privacy. I am on Facebook, and here's the weird thing. Why am I worried about my privacy? Because everybody puts everything private on their public social media, so why do we care?
Well, I guess you haven't deleted your Facebook yet, right? Everyone talks about it, but we are kind of concerned because we want to straddle that line of using it as a tool, but feeling weirded out with how much might be collected on us and what profile is really being created about us to get out there in the world.
But what's on there that I should be worried that they get? That's, I guess, what I'm confused about.
Yeah. Well, I think people...
I like pizza. That's what you could figure out from my profile.
Right. Facebook's making changes ever since this whole scandal, but what has been collected already is already out there. And I would say a couple things might be on the weird category. One, sure, you know, no one really cares if you like Dove soap or something, right? You know, but it might be weird when these Facebook algorithms can start targeting you with ads based on things you bought in the real store. If you have a loyalty club card that is also tied to your phone number, what they do, that there are these outside data brokers that will kind of compare the phone number to your Facebook account with the phone number on any sort of point program or your credit card. Maybe they have your phone number, and then they kind of build this profile of you, and they know if you bought a house, if you bought cold medicine, whatever it may be. And it's happened to me before. I've like gone to the pharmacy, bought something, scanned my point card, and then within an hour I'm getting ads for that thing from outside companies, not the pharmacy itself, but like third party people. And it's just really a weird wake up call, I think, to realize what you have attached. I think another rude wake up call was after this Facebook scandal, people were downloading their data. You can do this. You can go into settings and you can just download everything they have on you. Every poke you've ever done, every photo you've uploaded. But it also, for people were shocked to find that every phone number and name from their phone was in there. So a lot of times, people are clicking quickly and says, do you want to sync up your Facebook with your contact list? And what that means is Facebook does have now a list of all your friends' numbers, even your friends who aren't on Facebook. So I think people who aren't on Facebook are now getting really upset knowing that, like, wow, Facebook has my name, my phone number, my email address, all because my friend uploaded it and I didn't even want that. I've had people even contact me going, what can I do? I don't want Facebook to have my, but they're essentially, you know, you can't almost help what your friends are sharing about you, right? I think that's another freaky part that we kind of have to just be more aware of.
Bridget, there's ways, though, in your privacy settings to fix this to some extent, right?
Yeah. There are some things I have unchecked. One, you can uncheck it so advertisers can't necessarily target you in these ways. By default, all these things are on. That's why it's good to go through your settings, you know, at least once a year to poke around. So by default, it's on. But, yeah, you can turn off the contact sharing. You can turn off the fact that you want to be tracked on every little move you make with advertisers. Anytime you click an ad, sometimes I was going through, and it actually tells you what categories you're lumped into. In advertising, I was lumped into some very interesting ones. It labeled me politically, all because of the things I might have clicked or commented on. It also was saying that, like, I'm a fan of the actor who plays Ross from Friends.
And I'm like, Schwimmer?
Yeah, like, I'm not really into David Schwimmer. How did that happen? Well, when I downloaded my data, I found out how there was some advertised video that some publisher was just trying to, like, get into the feed and promote. And I lingered on that a little long.
Oh.
And now I'm a fan of David Schwimmer, right? And also I was a fan of The Rock. And I'm like, okay, we all like, you know, Dwayne Johnson. I mean,
right.
He doesn't like The Rock. But still, I'm not a fan of his on Facebook. How did this come to be? Because the Conan O'Brien show had a skit with him. And I watched a video that had a skit with The Rock in it. Oh. And now The Rock.
You're a huge fan now.
And another thing that was weirding people out was concert information. So something like a Ticketmaster or Live Nation, when you make an account, they have your number, and they might sell that to other musicians to target you. So I'm not a country music fan. I don't even know what a Luke Bryan song is, but it said Luke Bryan had my contact info. I'm like, what is this? I must have bought some concert, and that concert information must have been shared with fellow musicians.
Oh, maybe. Bridget, do you know there's a website, a listener, Linda, has texted this in called trustfinder.com that she wants to know if you recommend. And I guess if you visit it, it tells you where exactly your information can be found and how they're using it. Do you know about TrustFinder?
Okay, I'm now logging on because I haven't heard of that. I know that there's a lot of services that kind of show you what's there out there about you, like Spokio, a lot of people finders. People get really weirded out that their address and their loved ones' connections are on there, and they'll maybe, like, delete it. But it can still be re-found again. These companies will scan the web for sources, and the next time you do one other thing, boom, they have it again, even though you deleted it. So I don't know how well the one she said works. I haven't used it myself. Can't recommend it, but I do know that there's a lot out there that you can search to see what's out there about you. So at least be more aware. One thing I like to do, and it worked for me, I didn't like how my address was out there when anytime someone searched for it. And the next time I moved to a new apartment, I did not tell the post office my forwarding address. I instead did something called a temporary 6-month change of address form.
Yeah.
College kids like to do this. You know, it's not permanent, it's temporary. Well, the temporary one isn't sold to advertisers. And so now if you search for my name, you see my old address, you don't see my new one. I feel like I kind of went off the grid in just a tiny way there.
Maybe, just a little bit.
And I also went to the settings on my Facebook, and you can download and archive information that other people are getting about you. And then when I clicked on that, you have to enter your password, which I know I'm on Facebook right now, but I just feel like when you keep going on all these little layers and entering your password, it's like I'm signing up for something else where more people can see it. You know what I mean?
I think you have to be aware of what apps are connected to your Facebook profile. So sure, they want to make sure you're really you when you're changing your settings, that's what's happening there. But what you should be more paranoid about is what outside apps are connected to your Facebook account and what they're sharing with each other. That's how this whole Cambridge Analytica mess happened. It's because an app was sucking in people's data, and they gave it permission, but people didn't really realize what kind of permissions maybe they were giving. So I went in there, and I saw I had 130 apps that over the course of my life I have connected to Facebook, and so I just cleared all that out. And
yeah.
Good move.
I'm looking at a million apps that I haven't used in forever, like Foursquare. Yeah. Oh, my God. Go through that good under move. Settings.
Bridget, we're out of time.
The game need everything. Yeah, exactly.
We appreciate it. We're out of time. That's Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor and huge David Schwimmer fan. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget. And Tech Tuesday is sponsored by Illinois Tech Stewart School of Business.
Thanks, Steve. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. We're through and through 981-7200. That's our phone line and our text line. Wendy, a question for you. Are you accepting questions?
Sure.
Is there anybody in the public eye, maybe an actor, an actress, a politician, a sports star, that you don't want to care about, but somehow you find yourself caring about him or her?
Wow, I'd have to think about
that's
that.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Why, do you have someone in mind?
There's a whole level of people. I'll give you an example. Word came out last night that Channing Tatum and his wife are getting a divorce. And, you know, Steve and I have a brief meeting session every day in the morning to just go over things. And I said, Steve, I got to be honest, I don't know if I can do the show today. I'm very distraught over this Channing Tatum breakup. And Steve and I, you know, we wept, both of us.
I'm very proud of you for making it to the program, Bill.
Thank you. I didn't think I'd be able to.
No, I didn't. Really, I was trying to put on a brave face. I did not think you could do
no,
it.
No, I know.
Bill, well, you don't like when people break up, period.
It
really bothers you.
There's two things that bother me, and this is insane, but it's that when people's marriages dissolve, whether I know them or not, and when I drive past a business that is closing, I go, oh, there's somebody's dream just going up in smoke.
There's another thing you don't like.
old radishes.
No, pretty girls with dumpy guys that walk by the window. It bothers you too.
I always try
but you'd hate
out,
to see them split up.
I don't want to see them split up. Right. I try to figure out what caused this. How did that happen?
You're very perplexed every yeah. time that happens.
Right. If it's reversed, I'm fine with it. Then I get it.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't care about Channing Tatum. Who is he?
Channing Tatum. You don't care about Carol Channing? You don't care about Tatum O'Neill?
No, I do on both of those.
You do?
But
yeah.
I just don't care about him.
I shouldn't care because I don't know Channing Tatum. I'll never meet Channing Tatum, right? But I've seen him in some movies and I don't want to like him. Like, he's one of those guys, he shows up and stuff and you go, really? And then I always end up going, oh, I get it. He's all right. Did you ever see Hail Caesar?
No.
With George Clooney? He's in that. Foxcatcher with Steve Carell. He's really good in that. Like, really good.
I heard he was good in that. I didn't see that either.
It surprised me.
He was good on SNL.
He was very funny on Saturday Night Live, right? And his story's weird. Like, he was a stripper.
So?
And now he's a top leading man in Hollywood. It's
okay.
A very unlikely story.
But if it was a woman who was a stripper first, you would always have a bad feeling about her.
I would find it hard to believe that a stripper, and I know there's a lot of strippers who listen. I read the text lines, and they're very scant, these text lines from the strippers. Wendy.
Cut it out.
That I would find it hard to believe it was a male or female that they could propel themselves to the top of the acting game. It seems unlikely, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it seems more unlikely in your mind, and I can't speak for you, so tell me if I'm wrong, but it... It seems like, you know, you love Channing Tatum and you're like, yeah, but he was a stripper, but he's a really good actor. But if there was a girl that was like that, I still don't think she'd ever win you over, even if she was a fantastic. If Jennifer Aniston, do you think she's a good actress?
I think she's okay.
All right.
I don't think, and even
Meryl
Channing Street. Tatum.
Meryl Streep was
a stripper?
No, but if she was.
A streeper. She can invent a whole new direction for herself. I don't see Meryl Streep taking her clothes off for a living.
No,
Wendy.
But if she did, like, she's a great actress. I feel like you would say something like, "Yeah, but she was a stripper."
You have to admit it's an unlikely course to become.
Well, then why isn't it not bothering you that he was?
It just bothers me that he's getting a divorce. I don't know why.
How long has he been married?
Well, the story, and I've seen him and his wife. His wife is beautiful. I mean, shockingly.
He's not that cute. I'm sorry.
Channing Tatum's not? Really?
I don't think he is either. And the only movie, that Step Up, that's where they met. That's the only movie I've ever seen.
Is she
him
also
in, is
an actress,
movie?
Mary? Because
yeah,
I don't know much about her.
Yeah, she was in the Step Up movie with him. That's how they met.
I don't know what Step Up is. What is
Jenna
that?
Jenna Dewan or whatever her name is. It was a movie about Channing Tatum was like sentenced to community service. He ended up mopping up floors at a school of the arts and he met this ballerina.
Is it drama or is it a comedy?
It's a drama.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he did okay in that movie. It was good.
He's not Daniel Day-Lewis. I know that. But every time I see him in a movie, my first instinct is to go, oh, man. And then I end up liking him. That's crazy, right?
No, I can't think of anybody. The only one.
There's no one like that?
Peyton Manning.
Well, now, why does Peyton Manning fit that for you?
Because I never cared about him. I didn't want anything to do with him. I think he looks dumb. And then.
Wendy!
And then.
Peyton Manning looks dumb.
And then when he was on SNL, he was. It's like if you do a good job on SNL. And can prove to me that you're funny.
That's your litmus test.
Yeah. And isn't that stupid?
With
like
him,
Justin Timberlake as well. I never really got into his music.
That's a perfect example.
And I just never really was a fan of his. That wasn't my style. And he was on SNL and was so funny that it's like now I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan.
He's won me over for Peyton Manning, aside from his football prowess, which.
Well, and that I know.
Say, boy, is he good. Okay. He's
like
in more commercials than any other. I can't think of a single sports figure that's done more commercials than Peyton Manning. And he's always really good. He's always very funny
he
and convincing.
Funny.
Even the goofy ones with his brother, because he goes, oh,
yeah.
Pull Eli into these. But then his brother's good, too.
But I don't want to like him, but I do. And Justin Timberlake. And Adam Driver. I finally saw the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
He is amazing to me. He has just captured the essence of that role.
Yeah.
And then I think back to him on SNL, and he was super funny.
Yeah.
And he's a former Marine. It's
I just love her.
It was in the service. I don't know if it was the Marine branch, but that's another person that I didn't care about at all, and now all of a sudden I just love.
If they show up on SNL and they're good, you're on their side.
Is that a stupid litmus test?
No.
That's the way I base my life.
I'm more upset that you said that Peyton Manning just looks dumb.
He does.
You think he does? Why?
Yeah, he just looks like a dumb football player. He's not. He's great.
No, he's not. All right. More on this and other topics. If you want to jump in, we're easy to reach. We're at 312-981-7200. You can call us or text us there. Again, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, some sad news. Bill's upset about the breakup of another celebrity marriage.
If celebrities can't make their marriages last, Wendy, who stands a chance? I ask you, who stands a chance?
I'm shocked that they last that long in the celebrity world. Not everyone's Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward.
Right. Oh, they were married a long time. Very happily married.
So we know. I mean, really, how do we really know that?
He's famous. Somebody asked him a question about, they said, you're Paul Newman. You go places and women just fall over because they see
you
and you're Paul Newman. Mm. And he said, why would you want hamburger if you know you have steak at home? Isn't that nice? I think he meant his wife. I don't think he meant she literally had a steak waiting for him at home. But I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but who knows what goes on behind closed doors? That's what he said. That's his public persona that he said.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust anyone.
You think Paul Newman was sleeping around?
No,
Paul Newman?
I don't know.
Come on.
It's Paul Newman.
He's so busy making mayonnaise and lemonade and stuff. He didn't have time to
cheat. He made mayonnaise?
He made everything. Popcorn.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, Paul Newman mayonnaise. Newman's own mayonnaise. The best. I don't even like mayonnaise. Some days for lunch, I'll just have a bowl of that. It's that good. And he dresses like a farmer on the front. I love it. Mm-mm. His wife said, when people say you guys have such a perfect life, I want to scream and tell them no one's perfect, she said. I think there are things that are great fits, and it is a great fit as long as you're growing together. And I think up until this point, we have really grown together. She also said, I don't see it here. Oh, here it is. Listen to this. This is from his wife, his former wife. They're getting a divorce. Jenna Dewan Tatum. She said, we have days where we don't really like each other. That's harsh. Don't you think?
No.
You don't think so? There's days you don't like your husband?
Sometimes, you know, I'm not that easy to live with. I'm sure
Wait,
he doesn't
what?
Like me every what? Day. You get mad at people. It's not all like storybook like you make it seem.
But you still, all right, so let's say you have a day where you don't like your husband.
I always love him.
You still love him.
Always
you just don't
him.
Like him. You would almost think that'd be reversed, right? You'd think,
and I
days.
Still like him. I just don't. Sometimes I don't like what he's, you know, what he's doing, or
yeah.
he doesn't like the way I do something. I guess you still like him.
Yeah, you have to still,
but always still love him.
The love is unconditional.
It is.
Yeah, I agree.
But you get mad. I mean, you get mad at people. It just if I get mad at you, I don't not like you anymore.
Right.
I just think you're dumb.
But you like Peyton Manning.
I can't think of his name.
Peyton Manning.
Who's the dumb one?
I'm in good company. If you're equating me with Peyton Manning, I'll take that. I'm going to do a Papa John's commercial after the show.
He just looks like an adult. I'm sorry. He does. He's not. He's not at all.
Now, I've heard you have this conversation with more than one person.
What?
Who's your favorite Kardashian? I've heard you say that
Khloe.
To people. I know, but that shouldn't be a conversation anyone ever has.
I don't really have that conversation. I've said it twice in my whole life.
I've been in the room when you've said it to people.
Yeah, but I don't really pay any attention to them at all.
But they're like, all right, so they're to me the antithesis of Channing Tatum. Like with him, I don't want to like him, but then I end up liking him. With them, I don't want to like him, and then I really don't like him. Like as soon as I'm near a conversation like who's your favorite Kardashian, my brain just starts to bleed.
Yeah.
I can feel blood coming out of my brain.
I don't like Khloe anymore. I just don't care about. I mean, I guess when I first.
Is she the Peyton Manning of the Kardashians?
No, I felt sorry for her because she was not like the others. She wasn't.
She wasn't built like your traditional Kardashian is built, right?
And, you know, there was rumor that it's really OJ's daughter.
That's just a rumor, though, right?
I don't know. She looks
You think
like
she's OJ.
OJ
Simpson's daughter?
I have no idea. But, I mean, I felt like.
Can she run real fast? Who's the fastest Kardashian? If it's her. She's OJ's daughter.
I just felt bad because she was, you know, she was on the back burner, you know, the other Kim and the other one.
Yeah.
Carly.
Maybe.
Kahinky. What was her name?
Courtney.
Courtney.
Thanks, Jasmine. I didn't think Kahinky was the right answer either. I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to break it to you, and you're getting slammed by Peyton Manning. By the way, on text.
I'm dumb. I know.
That's what he said.
I know. Ooh, look who's dumb. Yeah. It's her. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care about Chloe. I just for a while when I watched, I might have watched two or three episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I might have said, you know, Chloe's not getting the love like every other Kardashian is, and not the Jenners. But then I stopped caring about any of them.
Right. Because they added too many of them, right?
Yeah, I don't care about them.
All of a sudden, you can't keep track of how many there are.
So you have to stop using that with me. Like, all right. Because I don't, all right, I really that's fair. I don't care anymore. Good.
Well, that you've evolved. That's perfect.
Wow, thank you.
That's excellent.
I'm not so dumb.
Peyton Manning says otherwise.
Get me a Papa John's.
All right, we must take a break.
He's a genius, by the way. He is not
Peyton
dumb.
Peyton Manning is a genius.
Because he runs a Papa John's in Colorado where they made weed legal. So who doesn't want a pizza?
Oh, that's very smart of him.
Told you.
That's very smart.
I take back my dumb comment.
All right. Good. All right. A quick break. Some news. More show. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Anytime.
All right. Wendy, what about this? There's a woman named Nicole Curtis, and I have to be honest with you, I was not aware of who she was. Apparently, she's a big star over at HGTV, but I didn't know that. I don't watch as much HGTV as some people do, so I don't know who the stars on HGTV are.
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I don't have time anymore to just watch TV. And if I could just tell you,
yeah,
I haven't played Candy Crush in probably 3 weeks.
No, you never talk about it anymore. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
I have a life now.
Because of the knee injury, I bet you probably had to stop playing Candy Crush.
Why? That would be a perfect time to do it.
I don't know how physical you get when you play it. Maybe you jump around when you play it. I don't know.
No, I had a lot of downtime, but I just...
you gave up on it.
I'm living life now.
Well, good. Doesn't that feel better?
I got a good knee that I can do things, and I got a puppy that I have to clean up after.
Mm-hmm. It's been busy.
When does the puppy get fun? Could he answer that question?
No, I don't think you want to hear my answer.
All right, Nicole Curtis,
huge star over at HGTV. Gigantic.
I don't know how big.
So people are mad at her because there are photographs of her on the internet. She has a son named Harper who's nearly 3 years old, just a few months shy of three. And the pictures show Nicole breastfeeding him. And some say that maybe she has fed him for too long.
That's nobody's business but hers. I got to be honest with you. And that's why she shouldn't do it in public.
Well, there's two components to it. There's the public component to it, and then there's also the sharing it on social media component to it, where people go, if you want to do that privately, have at it. But it's just to some, myself included.
Yeah, but that's not fair of you to say. I mean, I know this comes up a lot. I breastfed until the kids got teeth, and then I said, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Here's a bottle.
So how old is that for those of us who can't do the math in our heads?
Michael was about 9 months, maybe, and then Dylan, I didn't feel like doing the pump and dump, so when he went to daycare at like 6 to 8 weeks, I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Even a little is better than nothing. And, you know, I did what I could. It's not that it's fun. And you see people with older kids, and it's weird if the kid can go, hey, can I have some milk, Mom?
Right.
Then you think,
maybe that's too old.
But again, who are we to judge? I don't like to see it, and I did it. You know what I mean?
I think I do.
You know, I was very discreet. That's when I got into ponchos a lot. You know, really, I don't need to see it.
I thought you were in a production of Man of La Mancha. I didn't know what you were doing.
That was afterwards, since I had so many ponchos. That and the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Right. Nicole Curtis is clapping back at those criticizing her. That's what people do now, Wendy. If you're criticized on social media, you clap back at them. She's clapping back at those criticizing her for continuing to breastfeed her nearly 3-year-old son, Harper. The mother of two, age 41, shared an intimate flashback photo of herself on Instagram on Monday, which showed her lying on her side in a hospital bed while her best friend rubbed her shoulders and her doula knelt beside her.
That's like a midwife.
Yeah. I knew that one. I didn't know who Nicole Curtis was, but I knew what a doula was. I'm proud of myself. I'm getting...
I'd like, is it bad if I want one now? I don't have...
What would you use a doula for?
Foot massage.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Jasmine, under Christmas ideas for Wendy, write the word doula down. I'm getting bashed on people.com for extended breastfeeding, and I'm accused of alienating a father again, Curtis wrote in her caption. I'm posting this, and I'm saying mamas out there in similar situations don't hide, she wrote. Later in the post, Curtis clarified that she was getting bashed in the comments and not directly by people.com. People.com, of course, the website of People magazine, where the picture was shown, and a lot of people, not people.com, but a lot of other viewers of it, said negative things.
She knew that this was happening. I'm sorry. So why do you post it? You want a reaction.
See, that's what I was thinking, too. Something that's this controversial, like a three-year-old still breastfeeding, you know when you post it, not everybody's going to be on your side. If you post a picture of a birthday cake, not everybody's going to be on your side. No matter what you post a picture of,
I know
somebody's going to take offense to it.
And this has been going on for years. The La Leche group, is that who it is? Or Dulce de Leche.
That's people who want to be breastfed caramel.
I love
caramel. And
when
is their next meeting? Because I'm crashing that meeting.
Right, who wouldn't want to have a turtle sundae on command?
That'd be fantastic. You'd be the true Dairy Queen, wouldn't you? If you could pull
just
that
sprayed
off.
Right into your mouth.
That would be all right, Kim.
Kim is a shock jock.
Kim made it more graphic, but I'm okay with it this time. I think that's fine.
God, now I want a caramel sundae.
Sure.
Oh,
we get you a caramel frappuccino from across the street quickly.
But I mean, is it La Leche League? Is that the
they're
people?
They're the ones that are very pro-breastfeeding.
Right, it is really good. It is good for the kids, and there are people that and can't breastfeed.
But do they have an official cap on when it's socially acceptable to continue this? I would think that even they would say, at a certain age,
I think they say five.
Five.
And again, it's not really any of our business what somebody else. Listen, I got to tell you, parenting is the hardest thing I've ever done,
right,
ever in my life.
Sure.
And people try their best and love their kids, and that's all you can do.
Right.
So it's frustrating when you get judged by others because you know what? There are things that other parents do that maybe you don't agree with.
Right.
No one has. I guess people have written textbooks on it, but everybody's parenting style is different, mm-hmm. and you have to do what works for you. She knew something was going to come of this, so why post it on social media?
But doesn't this fit under, you know how you kind of have to take like what the public deems as acceptable into your mindset at some point? Like you have to know that more people than not will say three is probably pushing it a little.
But
right?
Who are they to say that?
Yeah, I guess.
I agree with what you guys are saying, although I have seen somebody breastfeed a child older than three, and they came up, basically pulled up the mother's shirt, like, you know, and started
like I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that just, to me, that's enough.
That seems
it's a little
much.
It's time
to
stop. Yeah. Yeah.
So with this person, was this somebody you knew pretty well, the woman, or not?
It was a friend of my sister, so no, I didn't know.
So you
know
didn't discuss it afterwards?
No,
seems like it's been going on a little too long.
But my eyes almost popped out of my head. Yeah,
I would think.
But can I just say something? I don't like it either, Kim, and I'll say that. But, you know, in places and years ago, maybe when bottles weren't around, maybe that was more frequent. Maybe
during the bottle shortage?
Well, bottles got much easier to use. I mean, you know, in third world countries, I'm sure that they do that. It's like it depends how you were brought up. To us, that seems foreign and inappropriate. But is it? I mean, who's to judge?
Well, and for this toddler, it was nothing that, you know, this little boy, he just walked up to his mom because that's what he's used to. I mean, you know, and it was in a public setting. There were lots of people around.
Did anybody else in the public setting kind of give a look like,
or gasp?
Hey, that kid just drove over to that woman.
Did. Yeah.
What happened there?
People were like, whoa, really? He's almost five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems That seemed a little old.
Yeah, that was a little old. That's what I thought. All right, well, maybe we don't have all the information on Nicole Curtis because you don't watch HGTV and I don't anymore.
I don't.
Kathy, what are we leaving out here?
Okay, well, allegedly she's in a court with the father of the child who didn't even know he had a baby till after the baby was born.
Wow.
And the tabloids are saying that the father of the child is saying she won't allow the baby to go overnight to his house because she has to breastfeed, and she's breastfeeding much longer than normal because she doesn't want to have the baby to go to his house. And that's what's being said in court.
Wow. That's an extra layer.
So it seems like she is continuing the breastfeeding to keep the kid, to keep the kid away from her ex-husband.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Wow.
You don't use a kid like that.
No.
I mean, I know you can use a baby as an excuse when you don't want to go out somewhere. But this is something.
That's too much. Wow. Well, thanks for that, Kathy. We had no idea that was going on.
It's more disturbing now.
It is disturbing. Yeah. Yes. Just wanted to keep you in the loop.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
And I am on the La Leche League's breastfeeding page.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like such a boob.
We'll edit that out. We can edit that out.
Can I just tell you about the guidelines here? The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that breastfeeding continue for at least 12 months and thereafter for as long as mother and baby desire. The World Health Organization recommends continued breastfeeding up to 2 years of age and beyond. Mm. That's the World Health Organization.
But, all right, so let's say their recommendation is 2 years. Would you agree with me that in a child's developmental stage, 2 years and 3 years is a huge difference?
It says up to 2 years of age and beyond. To some, these may seem extremely long, while others may find them to be relatively short. Wherever a family is on this journey or timeline, it seems to me, after years of breastfeeding, being a La Leche League leader, and now an international board-certified lactation consultant, there are three main reasons a baby breastfeeds: nutrition, comfort, and development. The initial weeks and months after birth, breastfeeding is a primary source of nutrition, but what happens after a year or two? In the second year of life, breast milk becomes more concentrated with fats, vitamins, and proteins adapted for an active toddler who may feed for shorter amounts of time between playing and exploring.
Mm.
Personally, I think when the kid starts eating food, it's no longer sustenance.
Right.
This nutritional value translates to fewer illnesses, and that's what they tell you. And then comfort is part of breastfeeding and perhaps intensifies with longer duration as well. That's when you get a blankie.
Right. Have one at ready anytime.
Right? These aren't pillows.
So true. So true.
Get a blankie.
So true.
If that's what you're using comfort for.
Yeah. Then?
Duh.
Well, exactly.
I don't.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
This bothers me more knowing this.
Well, it's...
I'm not judging. I swear to God, I'm really not. It's not for me.
But if she's using this kid just as a pawn,
that so seems
that
like it.
Her husband can't get. I mean, that's what it seems.
That's a shame.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
Shame on you,
yeah,
Miss Curtis. What's
Nicole Curtis of HGTV fame. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll reset. If you want to talk to us, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I was getting a radio frequency in my head.
That's crazy.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
I don't know. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy. Are there texts on this or should we talk about something else?
Nothing
worth mentioning?
Well, I don't know if I believe some people.
Why? What are they saying?
847. Once I was at a party.
Yeah. This is fake.
When it starts like that,
right?
It's either
it's
the
like
beginning
a letter
of
a Hustler
or an adult movie.
I know.
Once I was at a party and a four-year-old was eating chicken strips. She decided she was thirsty and pulled up the mom's shirt. Talk about awkward.
Wow. That's quite a combo platter.
A woman told me when her child invited his friends for lunch, she quit breastfeeding.
Let's make that the standard. I think
hey,
that's
kids,
where
you want to come to my house. What are you having?
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and milk.
Yes.
I don't know if I believe this. There is a friend of mine breastfed her kid until he was 5 years old. That's sick. I see, again, I don't like to judge people. I am looking at this La Leche League USA.org website, and they're saying here, understanding reasons for breastfeeding up to and beyond modern timeline recommendations can help improve acceptance and support. I agree. If you talk about it, it's not so weird.
Yeah.
It is part of our biology, with a natural duration recorded to be around 2.5 years to 7 years.
Mm.
And now increasingly backed by research from many different angles. They're saying that a lot of kids who breastfeed longer have a reduced need for orthodontics.
Why would that be? I don't know.
Mouth structure and coordination grow for better word formation, as well. I am an articulate speaker.
Yes.
As well as reduced need for orthodontics the longer a child breastfeeds.
I've never heard of that. I mean, if it's on there, I don't doubt it, but I've never heard of that before.
Also, there.
So that's if one of these women is feeding their child until the ages of five, that's the excuse they're giving, do you think?
Well, or what see, would now, the excuse? What do you, it's, first of all, can I just tell you, it's not fun.
No.
So it's not like,
right,
hey, I'm doing it for something fun to do. It's
right.
It's a mother's job is never done. I feel they really think that this is best for their kid. That's why I feel uncomfortable judging them. I just don't want to see it.
I would imagine you have to explain yourself quite often if you're doing that in public.
Right.
If you're feeding your child and your kid is 3, 4, or 5 years old, I imagine on an almost daily basis you're having to explain. And maybe you shouldn't have to,
right.
But again, it.
But you do.
Society isn't used to seeing that.
The longer a baby breastfeeds, the more successful they are with motor abilities, even into their teenage years. I'd like to see these studies. I don't think they're lying, and breast milk is essentially a natural multivitamin for an older nursling as well. As soon as you can be referred to as a nursling and you can say it,
right.
It's time to stop.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know, Bill. I just think the texter who said, you know, when you invite your kids, your friends over for lunch, then it's time to quit
right,
nursing.
Right, right, right. Right.
It just seems if a kid can talk and go, "Mommy, up with the shirt."
Yeah, that then maybe possibly
you slap them first.
It's time to
and then go.
Time to explore other options, right?
Yeah. It just again, I'm just confused by it.
A couple of things to look forward to for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, our friend Bobby Slayton joins us in studio.
Oh,
Bobby's in
the
town.
Pitbull of comedy?
The Pitbull of comedy, Wendy. He will be live in studio with us tomorrow. On Thursday, you and I are heading out to Cork and Kerry, right across the street from White Sox Park, to do a broadcast there. The whole station's doing this. It's White Sox home opener day. So join us if you're in the neighborhood. And then on Friday, the great Dr. Demento.
I am geeked out about this.
Yes.
Don't forget to
stay demented. No, he just canceled. We just found out he canceled, Wendy.
Didn't you listen to him on Sunday nights on the Loop, the now defunct Loop radio station, Sunday nights at midnight?
That was a magical show. So I've
That's
never met
where
him.
We heard a lot of Weird Al stuff.
Yeah.
And
And Barnes and Barnes.
Was that Wet Dreams? Nothing about fish
heads. Fish heads.
Yeah. Roly Poly Fish Heads?
Yeah. Wow. All right. So that's all coming up later. Oh, it's hard to believe all in 1 week, but it's true. That's tomorrow. That's Thursday and Friday here on the show. We'll find out what Steve has coming up next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.